Carol Catherine Smith.
I'm Ash Riot.
And I'm Kevin Stewart Swain.
The whole band is here, and we're all excited to present to you not only the song you just heard, that's a sound clip from one of our songs that we're working on the studio right now called Spun Sun. And yeah, just giving you a little taste of what's coming up. And we're also excited, yay! We're also excited to have Kevin here. This is our third radio show, and we've been waiting for Kevin to join us and get out of the studio and participate with us. And we're excited to present to you the Divine Feminine. That's our topic for this radio show.
Femininity, and we're going to talk about it today. It's quite exciting, and as I always say, because I'm so excited for it to do radio shows. yeah, we're really excited to have Kevin here, because he's definitely somebody we spend a lot of time with, and we even bounce a lot of ideas off of, and he's really supportive of femininity and women in general, and he's a rad dude.
Thank you, Ash.
So now it's the rad dude's time to talk. What would you like to tell them? They know about us, Kevin, because we've already done a couple shows and we've shared a little bit about our personal stories. Is there anything that you'd like to let our listeners know about you?
Yeah, well, actually, before I start, I think this BBS radio is, what a cool thing.
Yeah.
That you can do this. And the people that are putting this show on just got to meet one of them. What was his name? John?
Don Newsome.
Just great to talk to these people and see what they're doing. So this is great that all the people are out there listening, that are committed and interested enough in spirituality and hopefully feminism.
And music.
Music, of course.
To be out there. So hello to everyone. And about me, I'm a musician, been a musician for a really long time, and out of kind of necessity and financial situation, learning to be an engineer and a producer so we can make our own music. Again, the wonderful things with computers, we're making this music on a home computer, and it's so freeing. So, but that's what I do. I make music, I write music, I
play music.
I've been doing music forever. And if you need some milk to your door, I can deliver that to you too, because that's how I pay my bills. So I know about music, and I know about delivering milk, and as far as trying to lead anyone in any kind of spiritual way or be an expert on anything else, I'm not. I'm just struggling like many of us, so I will tell you what I think. But, just decide what you want to do with that.
Well, we're all about that, really. This is, and I said this the last show, this is Cheryl here. I said that I have, we have our own viewpoints. We're sharing our own life stories and our own life experience. And a lot of our life story and experience is in the music itself. When we write from our own experience. And, so if for those of you who are interested in us as a band and as artists, we're, giving you a little bit more insight into us as human beings. And also, we're very connected and very open to spirit, and it's a huge part of our musical process for each of us. And of course, we being women, for the most part of the band, we've got 2 out of 3 band members that are women. And Ash and I have been solo artists in this business as well as women, and we've come up against a lot of stuff as women in music, and so it's a very interesting topic for us personally, because we think that we can share a little bit of our own viewpoints, but also very, very interested in what you have to say in terms of the Divine Feminine, how it relates to you as a woman or you as a man embracing your feminine side. And if you look on the website, you'll see the call-in number. I don't have it in front of me, but it is on the website in front of you. So give it a call. And in the meantime, we're just going to start in sharing our own perspective on this topic of the Divine Feminine. And Ash, would you like to start?
Yes, I would. the Divine Feminine, femininity, to me has always been, I thought about softness and about, being how a proper woman should be. Anytime I heard about, women, especially going to a Christian school, it was supposed to be, women, be quiet. women are very, let's say docile. They're just very, it's there's a lot of things that we kind of have to unlearn. And, you know, I just started seeing, even being involved in the music industry, how it pays to not shut up. And that's one of the most important things to me, is that I can, you know, I have a place to express what I need to express. And, I mean, women are the future in a huge way, because, you know, we're kind of, I guess we've always been making a comeback, but now we're even, you know, even more. I mean, as we kind of get out there and are able to, I guess, express, as I said before, I mean, expression is really, I mean, what can you do without expression? And I mean, you know, women lending their voices to anything, you know, we're all kind of, it's kind of like a special club in a way, even though we're all together, we're all unity, all humans, every gender. But I think all women, instead of, you know, kind of competing against each other, should just kind of all hold hands around the world. And
I agree, you know, yeah, wholeheartedly. Women traditionally have been almost in competition with each other. And I've been in businesses where women were in direct competition. And it's unfortunate, because women pulling together are so much stronger than if we sort of see each other as, you know, in any way, shape, or form, as someone to be, you know, that someone is going to take something away from us. And I think traditionally women, in a way, almost feel that they have to compete against each other rather than pull together. And this is what I'd love to see, is women pulling together more than seeing each other that, oh, well, she's this and she's that, and I don't like this about her and I don't like that about her. Why don't we just kind of focus and come together? And I think men, I mean, I've watched this even in bands, because I've been involved, I mostly play in bands with men, and Ash is the first female, really, that I've spent a lot of time with in a band situation. I spent a lot of time on the road with Kevin and with our other band members, because we've been working together, Kevin and I, for almost 10 years now, and I was like one of the guys, you know, so I see how men relate to each other. And Kevin teases me at times, because I'm the sensitive woman, and he goes, well, hey, get over it. Men would just, you know, say, you know, swear at each other, whatever, be pissed off. And then the next thing you know, they're all buddies. And me as a woman is, well, you swore at me, that hurt, you know, come on, like be kinder. Right. So I've kind of, you know, been working with men a lot in this business, and come to know how men work. And the differences between men and women, and the nuances, right? And but also, I love that you respect Kevin, that you respect women. And this is what I'd like you to talk about, is this is why Ash and I just love working with you, because you not only respect women, but you actually value us as musicians and as players. And I also want to mention that Kevin has said that Ash is the best female guitar player he's ever worked with.
Wow, yeah. I never knew that.
I know, look at that.
Thank
we thought
you, Kevin.
This is one of your surprises.
Aw, thank you.
And Ash is just giving me $20 right now.
Yeah, I never knew that. Here's $20. Okay, $30.
Well, the men I've played with in the music business, you can kind of divide the ones that have worked in bands with women and the ones that haven't. Some are just not into it, and some are. And the ones that are such incredible people. And in the music business, there's most men are way more in touch with their feminine side anyway. You're just not going to be a great musician if you don't have that balance. But on a global way, talking about women, just going way back, the way I feel about women as a concept, whatever you want to call it, when you're talking about God, if that's something that you want to use as your frame of reference, this whole perception of him and he, when creating a planet, creating a world, creating life, is a feminine thing. It's a thing that women would do. It seems logical, if you're going to guess on the sex of the creator, it would be a woman. And right from the beginning there, I think that men have always tried to, in a lot of ways, defeat God, to become anything God-like. So they're fighting women as well as anything, just in that there's a deep jealousy that women can create life. I think that is the whole essence of the fight. And I think that men, because they're kind of fight dirtier and they're stronger that way, I don't see how that's ever going to end unless men voluntarily realize that they need to let go of the reins. They need to let women in. I don't know about women forcing their way in or kind of becoming men to get in. We got to let them in. And if we do, we're going to survive. We're going to survive as a race. We're going to have color in our world, as opposed to like a black and white commerce-based dog-eat-dog kind of thing. So that's how I feel. Now, you want to get on a practical level of day-to-day stuff. I know a lot of guys I like and a lot of women I don't like, you know, just the way they're being on their day-to-day thing. But I also have to say, I got to give women that might not be all that great to get along with, give them a bit of rope here too, because when you limit a woman's way to express herself, if all she really can do is have your baby and clean your house, you got an amazingly powerful force there that's being so stifled that if stuff comes out that's kind of ugly, maybe you're asking for it. Maybe if that woman had the kind of chances that men seem to have generally and were able to do the kind of things that are available to men. So, you know, even when it's not going good, I take some of the blame too. So, anyway, I'm kind of hogging the thing here.
No, you're not.
No, keep talking. That was so good. We're looking at each other going, wow. he knows his shiznit.
Well, definitely so grateful to be working with you, Kevin,
yeah.
Because, you know, you just expressed things you've expressed to me before, and you were so eloquent. You've said everything that I was hoping you would be able to say in this format, because your respect for women is just so huge, and it means a lot. I mean, there's no way we could work together as a band without that, right? We also want to let you know that we have our number here. It's 888-815-9756 for the U.S. and Canada, for those of you who want to call in and talk to Hologram about the Divine Feminine. I also wanted to mention that I have some quotes, and one of them is actually Kurt Cobain of Nirvana, who in his journal said that women are the future of rock and roll. So 888-815-9756, toll free for callers, and let us know what you think of the Divine Feminine, anything you have to comment about what Kevin said or what I've said or Ash has said. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep talking about this.
Please call in, because, I mean, it really, really... We really like to hear from you, and I mean, just know that what we're saying is kind of just going into some ears out there, and that, you know, it's really inspiring. Everybody who's already called in and everybody who's given us feedback, it's just been amazing, because I love to feel, we love to feel like we're on a common ground with people, and you know, what better way than a radio show? It's so awesome.
That's right, because we get to. This feels really great in that we get to share our music with you. We've done some live performances before. We're not going to today. We brought the clip of what we're working on in the studio, and we're going to do more of that with our future shows, because, you know, we're three songs in right now, and things are pretty much ready for those three songs, and it's progressing quite nicely. We're in week five now of recording, and it's been really great. It's been a great experience for us, and we're doing a lot of things DIY, and we're very grateful to Kevin for his engineering skills and production skills and his bass playing skills and guitar playing skills. And, we're just wanting to share a little bit of our own life story, because both Ash and I, and actually Kevin, we've done some public speaking on some of these issues, even as just people wanting to inspire and bring inspiration, not even so much as musicians, but as people wanting to help people. And that's where we're from. We don't always, you know, we don't just kiss trees. We help people.
We do kiss a lot of trees, and we speak of that quite often. You know, we can't really help the kissing trees. I mean, have you tried kissing a tree? It's so liberating, and you feel so close to the planet. And there's this place we all go frequently when we're in the studio.
Right,
and
the studio, yeah.
It's just beautiful. And I mean, we kiss trees there.
And it's becoming our catchphrase. I think we're going to end up being known for kissing trees, and it's not even something we've even consciously thought about talking about. But anyway, we have a caller. We have Jax from Houston, Texas on line 3. Hello, Jax.
Hey, everyone, and hello, Kevin. I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, so.
Hello, thanks for calling.
So, how are you today, and what do you have to say to us about the Divine Feminine?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually going to be making a nice vegetarian potato soup while we talk.
Sweet.
For dinner. Well, lunch, I guess. I think what I'd actually just like to ask you guys, after I talk a little, for those that don't know me, I guess all people listening and Kevin, I'm basically, I guess transgender. I don't know all enough fancy words anymore. I'm very butch. And so for me, like, gender's a complicated situation because I don't want to be male, but at the same time, I feel like the roles that women are supposed to play are just so horrible and they don't fit me either, that I have this innate rebellion all the time to, like, the feminine. And so it's almost harder to embrace femininity for me because it's like all the things for my whole life I've rebelled against. And so I'm kind of curious about how you guys, if you've ever kind of dealt with, like, knowing that logically it's a good thing and it makes sense and femininity is important, but on the other hand, there's still a part of you that just screams and is like, this is horrible and I don't want to have to deal with that, or, I don't want to, be seen as weak or kind of hard even to explain, but that you don't want to get, almost defined by other people and be viewed then as different than how you view yourself. And that's a really complicated interplay because then you end up cutting yourself off from aspects of yourself just because of the outside world, which is silly. So that's my very roundabout question for you guys.
I was just going to take it because I'd say for me, it's a struggle for me too. I've been around a real male-based group of people my whole life, and it's never been encouraged to embrace your femininity. Anything from in school, if that was interpreted as any kind of, homophobia almost, anything like that, being feminine in any way could get you beat up. It could. But I find it so rewarding. I mean, I'm wondering, what do you like about the masculine side? Like, do you really, is that, I'm actually struggling on what's so great about my masculine side. I'm really digging the feminine side.
I think for me, I'm very blessed in that all of my jobs since college and everything, I've places that are really very gender neutral, that actually do a really good job of, not worrying about, hiring or promoting or anything else based on gender or even gender appearances or anything else. It's very much what you do is what you're judged on, and that's awesome. So in many ways, I don't have to worry about, some of the stereotypes all the time. But I guess with, I think it's because people like to underestimate women. Mm-hmm. And that underestimation, keeps, they don't, I don't know. I think it is just like the lack of respect in a lot of ways, and, that you're assumed to like certain things. I don't wear women's clothes, and I don't care about, a lot of the things that women are supposed to like and watch on TV and, all that sort of stuff. It's like, and so for me, it's not necessarily being more masculine. It's just that's comfortable to me. And so that's why I do it. And it's not about, trying to be anything more than that. It's just the feminine is so, foreign to me, especially, clothes and stuff is just so beyond what my head can wrap around, that it's just, we only have two options in our society, so that just kind of throws me back towards the masculine.
Hey, Jax.
So,
it's
you know,
Cheryl's here. Can you hear me, Jax? This is Cheryl. Hello.
Yep.
Hi. Can I comment on what you've been sharing too? I really actually appreciate what Kevin was saying, and to me, it's just getting back to being authentic, right? And the fact is that we have two genders on this planet. We have male and we have female, and each of us have both within us. And I think a lot of times it's cultural as well. I mean, I know we've traveled the world a little bit, and we've been able to, you know, experience what it's like to be in other cultures and other places, and it's different than being in this particular culture. When my son was young, I was bound and determined that he wouldn't just be typical boy, that I would buy him trucks and I would only buy him what was considered boy things. And I remember a time when he had a chance, and it was grade one, first grade, and he got to pick between two helmet colors for his school. They were selling bike helmets for a promotion, and he had to either pick from green or pink. Now, obviously, the green choice was given for the boys, and the pink was given for the girls. It was very blatant, and he chose pink. And I remember in that moment that I never said to him, oh, maybe you should choose the green instead. And I also bought him Barbies, and I bought him My Little Buddy, because I was bound and determined. I was bound and determined that he wouldn't be stereotyped by gender, and I wanted to open him up to it was okay. But as Kevin says, in our culture, we're basically taught what is proper for a woman and what is proper for a man. And me as a woman, I've struggled as a woman in the workforce. I've struggled as a woman in terms of just feeling that, especially around sexuality and dressing a certain way to, you know, a lot of times women can use their sexual prowess and their sexual attractiveness, like their body or whatnot. And, you know, some of us, you know, it's almost we're told as women, this is what a woman looks like, this is how you should dress, this is what your body should look like. And if we don't, then we're kind of left in the quandary of what does it mean to be me? Never mind the gender or, you know, man or woman, what is it to be who I am and to be authentic? So I think as mothers, it's important for us with our children that we allow our child to express, that we don't tell them what is acceptable because they're a boy or because they're a girl. We just let them be who they are. And I think a lot of us are frightened of that because we think it will get out of control. And this is the biggest fear, is if we let go of control, things will become out of control. And that's the biggest lie. I don't believe that. I think the opposite is true. The more we control, the less we actually have control.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it's the whole, you know, even feminine masculine thing and the stuff about, you know, being transgendered and not quite fitting in with, you know, the stereotypical woman, you know, genre, let's call it, as we talk about music all day and genres, the woman genre. I mean, there's so many different sects, not SEX, but sects, that tell a woman what they should be, whether it's, say, you're a Christian woman or you're
a Muslim
woman, whether you're a gay woman or a straight woman or a transgendered woman or man, it's kind of all like divided into the acceptable and the not acceptable and how it should be and shouldn't be. And that's just bull crap because I'm so used to swearing. it's bull crap. It's bull poo poo because, or dog poo. And the reason it is because think about it. Look how many entirely different religious sects, how many different, you know, even let's say jobs, different, like, you know, you said you have had it quite sweet in your job. But there's so many out there, whether religious or, you know, professional, that tell us one way to express our femininity, one way to express our masculinity. And I mean, even masculinity, say Kevin here, dearest Kevin, decided to ditch the band and the milk truck job, and he all of a sudden had a great talent at being a mechanic. And say he was doing that, I mean, he's a lot better to express his feminine side, you know, I'll say stereotypically, but just commonly, doing what he's doing now rather than working with a bunch of dudes drinking beer. at a mechanic place. Okay, I know people who work there. And so it's different. It's about allowing yourself even to break through the barriers of what's acceptable and not acceptable to express yourself regardless of gender. So I think femininity is a huge part in that, because a lot of times in masculinity, we're not able to do so. It's like, you know, guys are supposed to be the ones with balls. Well, that's true, but in more ways than one. But I mean, as women kind of get the balls too and are able to break free, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter, masculine, feminine. It's just more personal, just responsibility and personal expression rather than through gender. I don't know. That's just kind of my two cents of it all. How about you?
Well, so here's my question then, beyond, you know, that's like femininity and masculinity and just like day-to-day life, but how does the divine, like masculine and feminine, differ from how we would normally define like masculine and feminine in society? But that's something I don't think I can define for myself. And so I'm curious about, you know, how you guys think about it.
This is Cheryl again. I want to talk about the divine feminine because it's a big deal for me. And divinity is what I believe is our essential and our true nature, each of us. So when I talk about the divine feminine, I'm going back to even before the ancient world. I'm going back to, you know, the very beginning of feminine and what defined feminine and you know, the jobs that women would have, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, and how we've evolved as a society and how, you know, we've devolved in a way that I'm actually quite frustrated, as a woman in 2011. And I don't feel my thing is, I don't think that we have come a long way, baby. If you remember those, advertisements back, I think it was in the 70s or 80s, the woman smoking the long, cool cigarettes, and I've come a long way, baby. Yes and no. And the divine feminine to me is recognizing and respecting women prior to mainly religion, coming in and taking over in a way that patriarchy became the bigger thing and the focus, and we kind of lost the power and the presence and the divinity of women and the importance, and relegated it to being almost chattel. If you think back to the ancients, the Israelites, even there, you know, the children were being married, women were being married at the age of 12, and because it was the father who had the control of the family, and of all, you know, he could have divorced his wife if he didn't want to, if he just didn't want to be with her. And women had no power. And when I was in university, I was taking Victorian literature, and it was the women in Victorian literature. And it was so similar to the women of the ancients, because women had no value other than their uncles or their fathers or their husbands. And if there was not an uncle or a father or a husband around, then women were either whores, or they had to be wives. They didn't have like a middle ground. So this is where I'm talking about the divine feminine, where each of us need to embrace the divinity of the feminine, as opposed to just sort of saying, well, women have a place in society and it's not divine. It's just, you know, you can make our babies and fix our meals, and we will decide if you have value or not as a patriarchal society. That's my position.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
There's two things in the world for energy, masculine and feminine, and we have truckloads of masculine. It's out of control, and not enough feminine. And when you don't have balance, I firmly believe you don't have a healthy world. We're in quite a mess, I think, right now, and the future is uncertain. And the way I think to correct it is to get as much feminine as we can. And it doesn't matter if, you know, men have to embrace their femininity, women have to embrace their femininity, and we got to restore a healthy balance so that we have a healthy place for our kids to grow up.
Yeah, and I mean, and part of the femininity as well is embracing the masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, think about all the, you know, the men who are embracing their femininity. You know, the the feminine, the women who are embracing their masculinity, which is partly what Jax is saying, is, I mean, you know, Jax doesn't feel comfortable, you know, embracing so much of maybe her own femininity. But at the same time, in the embracing of the masculine, that's really learning the balance. You're learning to be okay with how you feel. And, you know, that's a lot of power in that femininity.
But can I mention, too, that femininity isn't only the way we dress.
Exactly.
Femininity is in the way we are. It's our very core essence. It's our being. It's where the nurturing parts of us come from, the care, the concern. So it's not so much looking at a woman and saying, well, she's definitely a woman because she's dressing traditionally as a woman would, you know, skirt and heels and whatnot. It can be a woman wearing a man's suit, but it's not about the exterior. It's about the interior. It's about us balancing ourselves. And where I see, and I've spoke about this publicly, I've made public statements saying that we need to go more to the feminine in order for the pendulum to come right back in the middle. And traditionally, that's what happens in history, is you kind of have to go extremes. This is where wars come, and an extreme happens, and then you go back to the middle ground where things seem to thrive. But it's almost as if there has to be an extreme first to come back to balance. So we've been extremely on the patriarchal, the masculine side as a society, as a world, for so long that I feel so strongly that we need to get back to extreme, to the feminine, to come back to the middle ground. That's where I really believe that if we don't, we're going to continue to have a planet strife with wars. And you know, women can be great protectresses. I mean, you know, you try and harm a woman's children, there's nothing she wouldn't do to save her children. Like she could be fierce. And there's that book, Kevin, what's that called? Shoot the Women First.
Yep.
There's actually a book that says you got to watch out. Women will. They're the ones you really have to watch out for. And I believe that. But when women are at their highest and their best and their most feminine side, the nurturing side, there's nothing they wouldn't do to maintain peace and a loving and a harmonious environment. So thank you, Jax.
Thank you so much,
for
Jax.
Calling
You're
in.
An amazing supporter. We love you.
Do you want to say who's next?
Yeah.
No problem.
We have
Bye, Jax.
Bye, Jax. And we have Chelsea from Vancouver on line one.
Hello, Chelsea.
Hi, guys. I'm actually calling because I want some milk, so I thought, Kevin, you could get on that, and Kim would be great.
Hey, Chelsea.
No, I'm just kidding.
Definitely milk.
This is actually my first time listening, and I have to say that all of you have such strong points. I personally have to say that being in the industry myself, I don't feel that women embrace their inner femme strength. We all have it in us. So I think that we all have this power, so why not, you know, take it to the next level and take it to our full advantage, because it's a beautiful thing, along with, you know, whether if you're a man or a woman, if you're gay or straight or trans, I think we all should just embrace what we have been given in this thing that we call our own, you know. I'm a lesbian photographer, which in the industry is so cliche, but I have a strong personality, and I use it to my advantage and help others who kind of hide behind their voice. So, you know, it's just something that I think is important. And then you guys, being musicians, can lend out your voice to help others who struggle with these problems.
Well, that's totally exactly. I agree with you there. I mean, you know, as a musician, that happens too. I mean, it happens all the time where, you know, we don't have the option as often as we'd like to express that side. And, yeah, I mean, as a photographer too, I'm sure it's kind of a feisty business. And the fact that, you know, you're being true to your femininity is huge, because so many people don't have the guts to do it, whether they're, you know, male or female. So that's really rad.
Yeah, no, it is definitely, we're all in it together, right? This industry is, we're in the arts. So it's very similar to the music industry. It's we're creating ourselves, we're expressing ourselves. And whether you're male or female, I think that, you know, we should make a point to help others who haven't stepped out of their shell yet, who haven't been able to embrace it, like most of us. And recently, I just became more involved with being spiritual myself, and I actually think that it is just something that I think everyone needs to experience, because you find out more about yourself, especially with coming out. For a lot of kids these days, it's, you know, the women who aren't so much women yet, they don't know whether or not to, you know, embrace the world in their palm of their hands like some of us already have. And for 15-year-olds out there who don't have a voice and, you know, who can listen to this, you know, the talk show, it's great because they actually have, you know, more of an idea of who they are and that other people may feel the same way they do. So you guys are doing wonderful.
You're really sweet. Thank you so much, Chelsea. It's really rad. We're stoked that you called in and, you know, that you're even putting that out there and you're being a part of this talk show just by calling in because, I mean, that one statement that you said, you know, just about the 15-year-old, just about whoever, you know, comes in into this, you know, talk show not knowing what to expect and they get something that carries them a certain way and they, you know, it inspires them. And I mean, that's the main reason why I'm in the band I'm in. That's the main reason I'm, you know, doing this with these amazing people is because they're so supportive of the universe, not just of a certain way of being, not just of a certain way of thinking, but we're just all for unity. And it's cool that you are too. And it's really rad that you called in.
Thank you. And I was very inspired by your last caller. So hi to you.
Did you like the clip of our new song?
Did you hear it?
Yes, please. I did. I loved it. I want more. I want more, actually. I can't help it. I think I will be your number one fan soon, actually, if you guys keep this up.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
That's interesting. I guess I could call myself for a period of time a semi-pro photographer, and I wasn't aware of that stereotype.
Either was I, and I was a model for.
Yeah,
you know, isn't that funny? I was thinking that, Chelsea, as you're sharing that, I was in the modeling business for many years, from the age of 16 to not even that long ago, off and on, but mostly on when I was younger, and I found that I didn't have that experience with that stereotype. You saying being a lesbian photographer, I didn't find that at all. I actually found. My personal experience with it was there was a lot of men, and they were quite male. I found a lot. I'm just saying that from my perspective. And I actually dealt with some sexual harassment around photographers, and it wasn't pleasant. And not to say that it was all bad, because there were some really great photographers out there, and I worked with women too. And we have a personal friend who's actually quite a great female photographer, and she's done really well for herself. She shot the Motley Crue record album. I don't even remember what
the one
that was.
They did in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Oh, one of the ones they did in Vancouver.
One of the ones they did here. But anyway, yeah, she was I don't
fantastic.
Yeah, she's fabulous. I actually prefer working with women. I worked recently with a woman director on a television show, and I want more women. I want more
everywhere.
Women in the business. I want more women. I don't care if they're gay, straight, bisexual. It's not, to me, it's not about the sexuality. It's about what a woman brings. Mm-hmm. And it's just, to me, it matters. It really matters. Mm-hmm. And I'm not anti-men because we need the lot of us, right? But it's just, I'd love to see men not be so afraid in this culture. We just got back from Paris. Kevin and I were in Paris for November. No, October, right? For the month of October?
You got back November 1st.
November 1. And we just love the culture in France because it's really so all-embracing, so much more than here. Now, of course, yes, they have the riots. We were there for the riots, and that was interesting to watch, too. But I appreciated, we saw Patti Smith down on Champs-Élysées. She was at the Virgin Record Store, and she was raving about, march on! And she even said, I don't know what you're marching about, but march on!
That's so cool.
And I loved, I really appreciate being a woman in France because it's so different. A woman artist, it just feels different. And you can't quite put your finger on it. Maybe you can share, Kevin, what your sense is from the culture of living here in Canada. Now, Kevin is from Britain originally, so he's a British citizen.
Well, Vancouver is, you know, very, very male. You can tell a place how male it is by how much art do you have, how good's your art gallery, and how big is your hockey team. And when it's just hockey, hockey,
that's
hockey
true.
All the freaking time. And I'll go on record right now saying, I really am sick of hearing about so much about hockey. But
That's awesome.
But this is, again, balance, why it matters, because we need art. I'm suffering. I've been an artist in this town for a long time, and there's not a lot of ways to express yourself, and it's real hard to live. And it's all... So what I love about Paris is it's balanced. There might be a football game, which is soccer here, football there, something like that. Big, sure, but it's also big that there's a Monet exhibit. It's balanced. Yeah. That's what I want, balance. I mean, I'm kind of being aggressively anti-male here only because there's just way too much of a monopoly. I don't want the male to go. I mean, I don't want to go the wrong way there, but Paris has balance. But it's been there for a long time, and we got to face it. Vancouver's been here for not even 200 years, so it's not the same game. It's and the more, and you know what, that goes with civilization. The more civilized you are, the less you're in your animal state, and the more you're in this evolved state. And we got women in lips. We like women in lipstick with big boobs and blush on their cheeks and stuff. Why? Because it's an animal thing that woman looks like she'll be great to procreate with. That's like, let's not kid ourselves. We're just being a bunch of animals so much. So if we can evolve, we can stop doing that. And evolution would mean that men who hold the cards, that have the power because of their strength, which was important when we had a club and we're protecting the cave so our wife could have our babies, and it's not so important now, to evolve and let women be women, use our power to let other people have their power. And you can't legislate, you can make all the laws, you can try to force people, but we just have to let women have their day so that we can all survive. It's that important. But yeah, so Paris, it's just more balanced. There's an equal amount of art and sports is a good way to tell. The men are very free to express themselves anywhere from when they're in school to whenever. They wear what they want. They act how they want. Yeah, it's not a dangerous place to be different. And I grew up here, and it was a dangerous place to be different. And Ash and I were talking about the other day, we've actually had a lot of verbal and physical assaults on us for being different, and that's not good. Mm-mm. That's where the male society comes from.
Yeah, well, it's true. I mean, how many times have both Kevin and I, I'm sure Cheryl in her life in different ways too, been completely just scrutinized for something that should not be scrutinized? You know, and, you know, I think the more feminine energy that's around that, the less scrutiny there is. So, I mean, if you're thinking totally like macho dudes, you know, just, you know, kind of, I'm going to use this term really loosely, muscle heads, you know, who just, hey, girls have muscles too. So you know what I'm saying? I have muscles. But, you know, it's about actually like accepting and being more well-rounded, I think. Even if I'm taking the divine feminine out of it right now and saying it's about being well-rounded in every way in order to get closer to femininity, then so be it. I just really, you know, hope that, you know, in every business, like I was saying, and in every sexuality, in every, you know, music genre, and every, like, even think about it. Like, think about the difference between the punk rock community and the rap community.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge how they treat women. Like, how many pro women, pro choice marches are there, pro, like, you know, anti violence are there in the punk rock community? And how many dudes from the rap community are saying, you know, hey, let's smack my, can I say bitch?
I don't
bitch
know.
Bitch,
how about bitch ho?
Yeah, bitch ho.
Can you say laid?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you something. The women out there that are supporting guys that listen to rap about what we just said.
There's good rap, amazing rap, darker rap.
But if you're listening to guys that are singing about the bitches and the hoes and you're letting them and those guys are still getting laid, you have the power. They shouldn't be.
Yeah.
A guy that listens to that stuff should never be able to get near another woman. And when you do that, that music's going to die and it needs to die.
But Wu-Tang Clan is cool.
I'm not saying all of it. I've heard some amazing rap in New York. The record companies don't let it get through because it was women singing about being women. It was an amazing evening. It was everybody singing about what mattered to them. It was incredible.
Well, Kevin and I had the experience of being in New York, and I did a performance in New York at the New York and the East Village New York and Poets Cafe. And we were just blown away by the talent, by the voices. It was beautiful spoken word put to amazing, just amazing music. And it renewed our faith in rap, because, I mean, obviously rap, not all of anything is bad. No. But it's again, it's just, Kevin's right. If we have, or allow, as women even, if we allow other people to degrade or devalue or malign women in the name of art, without saying something about it, or, you know, when it becomes damaging, it's about wondering, where's the harm? Like, mm-hmm. is harm being caused? And if harm is in fact being caused and it's been brought to our attention, I think that we have a cultural obligation, a societal mm-hmm. obligation to say something about it. And to make it be known that it's not okay. I mean, I certainly don't want to see women be abused verbally or emotionally or mentally with art. And they have been. And you know, and it's not just rap. I mean, I've heard other songs that...
Yeah, heavy metal, anything.
70s rock.
70s rock, anything. And you know, I wanna take this time before we get to our next caller to say... I mean, we even have a YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/hologrammusic. And we're doing a lot of studio vlogs, but also we really want to, you know, try and conquer some topics. Like Cheryl just said, it's important to speak out, and that's what we want to do in whatever we can. So even if you have an idea and you have some feedback for us and want us to talk about a certain issue, tell us, because, you know, if we believe in that issue, I mean, we're going to... You know, I want to use a word better than fight, but we're going to outreach with that, and we're gonna be doing something about it. So check out our YouTube, check out our MySpace, which is the same, myspace.com/hologrammusic. Get in touch with us, because we really want to hear from you and about what you have to say. So we have another caller, Aaron on line 3. So hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Pretty good. Nobody ever says where I'm calling from. I'm just Aaron.
Oh, Aaron from Alberta.
Peace River, Alberta, yeah. Okay.
We're in Alberta?
Thank you.
Peace River?
Peace River, yeah.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't know. I just have a few random things to say. Basically, I don't know, did you guys hear about the new, I don't know what you call it, bill passed in the House of Commons that now trans people can't be discriminated against and are accepted as an actual group of people in Canada. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Yay.
That's awesome.
There's a news clip. Yeah, but chances are it's not going to pass the Senate, but I won't get political on you. But anyway, my thoughts on this are, I don't know, gender stereotypes. I don't know. I do hear what you guys are saying totally about the, you know, natural feminine, you know, who is nurturing and caring and all of that. I think that in this society, everything is so wrapped up on these stereotypes. So at the same time, I mean, and again, Cheryl, it's really cool to hear your son is playing with Barbies and colors, because
I'm sure
seriously,
he'll be
though, because I think that is a huge, huge issue to find the sex of your child when you're what? However months old pregnant, and then all of a sudden start buying things that are the specific color and start pinholing this child, this being of the earth, into these societal stereotypes of what male and what female is. And I think that fucks people up, honestly, to be a certain way to, you know, why can you not play with a little plastic thing that happens to have blonde hair coming out of it that looks like a female shape if you're a male? You know, it's just, I just think that is the most ridiculous thing. And I think that screws some people up in their life when they maybe feel more feminine inside or whatever, and have been raised to be a very masculine person. That's going to, you know, it's going to screw you up. At the same time, I think some people are just going to live completely ignorant to that their entire life and be believed to be male is this certain thing that comes from outside, taken inward, rather than something inside, outward, going through life in that way. And I just think it's
exactly
pretty sad and
exactly.
unfortunate.
So, yeah, I totally agree.
Oh.
What?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh. Hello.
That's it. I just have a suitable Annie DeFranco quote, and that is, men learn to be women, men, and women learn to be women. I think it's the other way around, but I just thought I'd...
That's cool. See, I know the whole Ani DiFranco thing. I quoted her last week. I would like to say that
I know, which is awesome,
fabulous, and her okay. view on gender and women and men and women. It's all about meshing them together and completely, you know, having that balance. And the way to do that is through a feminine energy. And I really like that. And Kevin wants to say something now too.
Oh, do it. Okay. Well, I to this day like to play with the female-shaped, blonde-haired. Anyway, that's a whole other story. It was a great start, you know. Worked my way up.
Wow, man!
See, there's the masculine side coming out, right? You know, I've just totally blown the whole cover. I just wanted to say, what did I want to say? I wanted to say that part of, you know, to segue there, part of being masculine. And I do enjoy it. When you get well-rounded, I mean, one of the greatest things in life is to experience women for me mm-hmm. as a masculine. There's part of being masculine is to be married, to have an intimate relationship with a woman. I think that even that is something that is so much more rewarding, becoming more well-rounded, becoming more in touch, more sensitive to the other side, to get somewhere closer to the middle. So we can even serve ourselves on the most base nature as men to grow and become more well-rounded, to just enjoy
women,
spend
time with women.
Yeah, to actually get more out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like just for anyone out there listening that's going, you know what? You're just whipped. There's got to be some guy out there going, this guy's whipped.
I totally see what you're saying too, though, but it's also like it's enjoying fellow human beings, you know?
Yes.
Human beings enjoying other human beings that are being real human beings, and then we can all just be the most genuine humans as possible.
Aaron,
do we not pick and choose who we want to spend time with? I mean, it doesn't matter whether they're men or women. We each have certain criteria as to who we want to choose to spend our time with, because I personally have actually, you know, gone through but friendships have changed because I have changed, and there's certain things that I value. And when I'm in a band situation, for example, I'll use this because I don't really have control. When I'm playing with other players, I love them. I'm talking about before this band. But there's times when it was a really uncomfortable, very male-dominated kind of situation for me to be in. Very base nature kind of male energy. And so I think I really am coming back to, there is definitely a male and a female, a feminine and a masculine. But what I'm saying is that it's within each of us. And I think that we, as a society, have kind of overvalued the masculine and undervalued the feminine. And I ultimately enjoy being around people who have a really good balance of both. And I've been around a lot of people in this business who have even women. I've worked with women that felt like they had to be mini men. Mm-hmm. And they're not really even allowing themselves to have their own divine feminine power, which is definitely within each of us. And we have to embrace it. And it doesn't mean we have to be bitches, but we just have to step into our divine feminine power and own it. Not just say, oh, you know what? It's so great that we have, I guess it's, for me, it's not so much about kind of glossing over anything. It's just saying, yes, we have two sexes. Yes, we are each made up of both. Am I balanced? And this is why I had my son, I bought Barbies for him, and I'm not saying that he played with them all the time, because I'll tell you that his other friends would come over and they're like, what do you have Barbies for? And I always wanted him to not be embarrassed, but I couldn't even control that because he had his peer group pressure that was, again, it's not anything that I can control. It comes in through their parents, their parenting. It comes through the school systems. So this has to be changed at all levels. This isn't just about, you know, parents taking a step and moving into embracing all facets of what it is to be alive, never mind feminine and masculine, but what it is to be alive. If I like pink and I'm a boy, that's okay. And this is what I want to see. I want everyone here to know that I'm coming from that place of, it's just about acceptance overall. It's not about causing harm. And we harm each other when we tell each other, that's not right. You're not right. You're wrong. And then we're raising children to go, but I like pink. And why is it wrong? And so we raise confused individuals. And that's where I'm coming from here.
That was great.
Can I just say one more thing quickly before I hang up?
You can say anything. Go for it.
Okay, cool. Like, I totally agree. Like, it just totally does need to be changed at all levels. And one thing I've actually was just looking into recently, we're two-spirited people, and it's like this thing that, like, ancient natives believed, and they believed that there were actually three sexes. There was the male, the female, and, like, male and female. It wasn't, like, hermaphrodites or anything, but it was a belief that there were these people that held both the male and female inside of them, and there were tests to figure out who they were when they were young, when they were kids. You could kind of tell, and they became really powerful people in communities, people that others in the community would turn to and highly respected. And then white man came, and all of a sudden that doesn't exist anymore. And, you know, and I think it's a good move to get back there. So anyway, thank you. Good night. Sorry for taking up all the time. And
hey, you know what, Aaron, don't worry, because you know what
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, actually, I was thinking about Two-Spirited the other day, because I used to work for a group called Youth Quest. It was an amazing, amazing group. And the government, stupid, stupid, stupid government took our funding away because they didn't see our group as a necessity and it was for gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited youth. And they took it away from us. It was total bull crap. I want to say that publicly. Thank you, Canadian BC government, for taking away Youth Quest. You suck. Love ya, but you sucked there. You know what? Two-spirited is huge because, you know, if we do embrace the masculine and feminine, we don't become one. We don't become just masculine or feminine. We become a new kind of unified thing. So, it's great. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Peace to you. Bye. Bye. Well, thank you everyone for calling in. We appreciate you. You've brought up some really great points, and it's been a wonderful discussion.
Yes,
it's been wonderful having Kevin Stuart Swain, our
we love you, Kevin,
bandmate, join us, and we definitely want you back because you bring balance. Because here we have women and men, and it's wonderful because it's not imbalanced here. So I am going to sign off. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
I'm Ash Riot.
Kevin Stuart Swain,
and we are
Hologram!
Thank you.
Listen to us kiss some trees. Bye.